Hey, everybody, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Alex.
And I'm Lizzie.
And this is What Is From, a podcast dedicated to the epic show From. And I know you're waiting to hear the final episode of our rewatch, but we have a special announcement podcast from the news from the sheriff, or I should say, aka the queen of From. And we had to have this interrupt your normally scheduled
listening. You have to wait a week
because we know that it's jam-packed and we want to make sure we give it the time and the effort that it's due. Plus, we have a pretty special thing. I don't want to give the cat out of the bag yet. Yeah. So, okay. That said, how we doing, Liz?
I'm tired. I am T-I-E-D, tired.
Well, that's awesome because that means you're working hard, which we know you do. Yeah.
And that's the problem. That's what's standing in the way of things. So this podcast is only going to be less than 20 minutes. We are going to record the season finale next week. But in the interim, we wanted to share some exciting news so you guys can get on the ball. Alex, I am ready to talk about this whenever you are.
Well, I want you to also give the backstory to this because I find it really fascinating how this all came about. And for those of the listeners that don't know, Lizzie is one of these people that's behind the curtain, so to speak. She's in the business. So she knows a little bit about how things work. And she had this crazy idea. And I'm like, yeah, you run with it. But you know what? Crazy is awesome because we had it worked very well. So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about what we're doing and how they can participate?
Okay. Well, let's see. As we know, I do another podcast called Brains Gone Bad. It's based on The Walking Dead and, you know, it's in the last season and I got this harebrained idea that I would write to them and say, we run this contest every season and we want to make this last year the biggest and the best. Can you send us anything? And they sent us a box of a crazy amount of stuff for prizes. I love to give out prizes. I just love it. And watching From, I was like, there's got to be something we can do. There's got to be some game or something. And I wrote to the show and I asked if they had any swag. And I knew they had a talisman because I'd seen that online. And I asked for the talisman and they were like, do you want the lunchbox too? And I'm like, there's a lunchbox? Of course I want it. So I got some.
We got some pretty special gifts. So it's almost like Christmas in July.
Yes. And we want it to be Christmas for you. So to make it fair for everybody, we decided to have a contest. And
it was one of these things where we kind of brainstormed about it and it kind of happened by accident. And I believe we kind of came up with the idea in the last podcast what we were going to do. So why don't
Here it is.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So why don't we talk about the contest?
Okay. You are going to draw a Crayola crayon picture from. So this is the From Crayon Picture Contest rules. Alex?
Number one, draw a scene from the show.
1A, cannot be a replica of one of the pictures already on the show.
B, must be an original work. So
you got to come up with it. Yeah. You got to come up with it on your own. must be done only in Crayola crayon.
And we'll know if you didn't.
I don't know how we're going to know. But
oh, we're going to know.
We're going to know.
It must be 8.5 by 11 piece of paper.
Yeah, that's what we want you to use. Look, when you upload your picture, I'm not going to have any idea. All right. We just don't want this giant thing. Okay. You can only submit one entry. You can draw as many pictures as you want, but only one entry. So pick your best one.
Now, the second part, number two, submitting your entry. It's very specific what Lizzie wants you to do.
Yes. We want you to take a photo of your drawing and send it to our email. The email is from epixpodcast@gmail.com. So that's from FROM epix, EPIX podcast, PODCAST @gmail.com.
And folks, we're going to put all the rules and everything in the show notes, as well as we're going to pass it on to
Podcastica. It's going to be on social media.
I think we can get them on the Facebook groups, as well as on House Podcastica and the Podcastica group.
We still have more rules.
We've got more rules. You need to put your name and your email in the body of the email, because we want to know who the heck it's from.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Include a brief description of the picture, episode, scene, characters, you know, what's going on in that picture.
And it has to be submitted by no later than 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, July 31st, 2022.
To win, initially, we've got, you'll be judged by a jury of mine and Alex's peers, but I'm going to try and get some kind of celebrity. I have written to From and Epix to ask if Scott McCord could judge our contest, and he plays Victor. Who better than him?
Well, now, folks, I know that is exciting. We're going to try our darndest.
Oh, yeah.
That said, you know, we're still going to try to get somebody, a couple of different people in the podcast world that watch the show to really take a look at it. But yeah, it would be great if we could get Victor or anybody from the show or the showrunners to really kind of embrace this. I'm throwing it out there because what the hell? Yeah. You know, a couple of the actors have listened and family members have listened to the podcast. So if you are listening, we're reaching out to you and seeing what happens. But I will say this, and I know, Lizzie, you're interested to see what people come up with. You know, have a podcast. We have our own view on what is going on and from. And this is a really great way for listeners and lovers of the show to really kind of expand upon what the show is about.
Yes.
I know you like to do that with your book series. It's kind of an extension of The Walking Dead world, which in some sense, in a zombie apocalypse. So let's try to be as creative as you can. It doesn't always necessarily have to be gory. I mean,
it doesn't have to be gory at all. You could draw a picture of the town with all the broken down cars, or one broken down car. You could try to recreate that picture of the guy with Victor in the background skulking by it, like 8 years old.
Right.
Whatever you want. I mean, it could be Boyd and Sarah in the tent getting dragged by something. You could even have the tent being dragged by whatever you think it is. You are not limited to any one thing. You're just excluded from using a picture that Victor has already done. That's it. And it's got to be crayon. No pencil, no pen, no anything like that. Just crayon. You know, have the fun that you used to have when you were in first grade drawing.
Absolutely. And we haven't recorded the season finale, but, you know, that's on the table too. If you have a picture that you want to show that has something to do with that season finale, that's special to you.
Yeah. And you don't have to be this great artist. It just has to be a great picture. And we're the judge of that.
One thing I do want to talk about is there was more than just a lunchbox and a talisman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We didn't talk about what the prize is.
Yes. All right.
So they sent me 6 of these. And each one is exactly the same. So in it is a lunchbox. You've got the Victor lunchbox with the disco on it. There is an Epics notebook with a picture of the boy in white as the first page. Gosh, you could, well, yeah, maybe the boy in white playing tennis. I mean, you can be creative.
Absolutely.
There is
a mug,
a map of the United States. There is a mug, and then there's a talisman.
And there's a description of the show.
There's a description of the show. And you know what? If we have more than one that's really awesome, I might make some talismans.
There you go.
And you might win a Lizzie special talisman.
Also in this lunchbox, because Victor always has it with him.
Oh, crayons.
The Crayola crayons.
I'm surprised they didn't put a gun, like a replica gun.
Because, you know, you never have enough good replica guns in your arsenal.
Well, that's
arsenal.
What he had. He had the gun in the lunchbox. So,
but,
you know,
it's a fun way to kind of give back to the listeners, as well as, you know, seeing what creativity is out there. And I'm hoping, and I know you're hoping, we're going to get some really cool stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to this.
But I'm also really hoping that we will get some really great feedback for the season finale.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not too late for that.
I know a lot of the listeners are on different sites. They have their theories on the podcast. I mean, not on the podcast, on the show. And this is the time to really bring them out.
Yeah.
Because the ending, I will say this, from start to finish, every single episode has left it in a great place. And I can't wait to see what happens at the season finale. I have watched it once, but I need to watch it again. So if you guys get all your stuff in, whether it's feedback or whatever else, we're probably going to be recording next Friday. So you have some time to get your voicemails in to podcastica.com. whatever it is, or on the Facebook groups that we post stuff. So you have a couple opportunities to get stuff out there, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens.
Me too. All right.
So that's pretty much our big announcement. Please, if you like the podcast, please subscribe. And if you like it even more, you can always give us a review. We're always looking for good reviews. And do you have anything else, my dear?
No, that's it. That does the trick.
You know, we're recording at dusk right now. So, you know, the bell's going to start ringing. So we better get out of here and get cover. We'll see you soon.